The media had been waiting 51 days for the showdown in Waco, Texas, to reach some sort of conclusion. When it did yesterday, TV critic David Biaculli watched the event unfold on 6 TV sets at once. He reached some conclusions of his own.
First of all, it's not surprising, even with 2 months for everyone to prepare, that only CNN was there from the start. It had been covering the story all morning. And ironically, CNN was conducting a phone interview with Bonnie Haldeman, David Koresh's mother, as the smoke and fire began.
According to what your son has told FBI officials and negotiators, he was indeed wounded in the side and in the hand during the original raid. What kind of condition do you believe he's in now? Have they given you any additional information?
I haven't had any information. I have no idea. All I've gotten is what I hear on the radio and the papers.
As you can see on your screen, there is a great deal of smoke coming out of the building. Let's go to Mike Capps. We can also see some flames there now. Mike, what can you tell us? What can you see?
Koresh's mother hung up with CNN at that moment, which was completely understandable. What was a lot less understandable, at least to me, was something that wasn't evident until later that night when the syndicated show A Current Affair came on. It turns out that Bonnie Haldeman didn't hang up merely out of grief or the need to be alone as those tragic events unfolded. She did it because a camera crew for A Current Affair was ready to record her phone interview with anchorwoman Maureen O'Boyle, whose conversation with her went something like this. The sound quality of the tape isn't that great. Then again, neither is the interview.
David seemed very sure that he was doing the right thing. As you see this building crumble before our eyes on television, do you think David's mission was the right thing?
I don't know exactly what his mission was.
And you've got some grandchildren in there.
My grandbabies are in there. My 3 grandbabies that I was trying to get. How would you be feeling if it was yours? I want to die. That's what I want to do when I get down to feel. I want to die.
Call me old-fashioned, but when a mother is watching her son burn to death on national TV, I don't really think television has a right to be there. I'm not blaming A Current Affair for setting it up, or O'Boyle for conducting the interview, although such questions as how do you feel couldn't be more rhetorical or reprehensible. What I wonder is, why in the world didn't this poor woman recognize that she had the perfect right to throw everyone out of her house, hang up the phone, and deal with the reality of the situation without letting TV intrude? Is the lure of being on TV so strong that people feel that they cannot or dare not or don't want to say no? There are times, and yesterday was one of them, when the best thing TV can do is point its cameras somewhere else.
David Biaculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.